Part 2, to be or not to be, for eternity. Ephesians 5:5. Therefore, how are we supposed to conduct our lives? Be imitators of God as beloved children. Oh, see that man over there? See that father over there next door? He's got three kids, and they're really good kids, and they're obedient. They're obeying their father. If you love me, you will obey me. And walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. So your not so old appliance gave out and you want to go, ugh! And it's like, no, thank you, Lord. This is a test. Help me, help me, help me. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Okay, children get an inheritance, right? And what is our inheritance? Our inheritance, oh hallelujah, is the kingdom of God. It's the kingdom of God. And we have victory over, we have victory in the Lord. We are contending in this life for our inheritance to achieve it. And that for this segment, I'm going to look at Revelation 22. After the Gospels, when I first was saved, I cut my teeth on Revelation. It is one of my favorite books still is. Behold. Behold. Look, behold. Watch. Look, see. Hold. Hold it in your hands. I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render every man according to what he has done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they who wash their robes, so that they might have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the immoral persons and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices lying. So we need to wash our robes, right? We need to wash our robes. I'm going to segue over here to Malachi, because this has been, this is the work of the Lord here in Malachi. Malachi. When who comes? Well, we're going to see. This is exciting stuff. If I can find it in this Bible. Okay. Malachi 3. Behold. Okay, we're going to behold. Just like we're going to behold in Revelation. I'm going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me. And the Lord, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple. Where his temple is going to come. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. That covenant is the blood covenant of Yeshua. He paved the way for our sins. He paid for them. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and the fuller's soap. And he will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah, Yehuda, and Yerushalayim will be pleasing to the Lord in the days of old and as in the former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against those who swear falsely and against those who oppress the wage earner in his wages and the widow and the orphan and those who turn aside the alien and do not fear me, says the Lord. Now, this is a definition of the fear of the Lord here, which is coming. This is what is coming. This is what is in progress now, here, today, August 9th, 2023. The fear of the Lord is coming. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed. Let's look at the fear of the Lord. Judgment will come. And swift witnesses against sorcerers and adulterers, sorcerers, witchcraft, and against adulterers, and against those who swear falsely, and against those who, in other words, yeah, pretty serious, and against those who oppress the wage earners by his wages, and the widow, and the orphan, and those who turn aside the altar and do not fear me. So we need to fear him. And by fearing him, we do what? We are not idolaters. We're not adulterers. We're not sexually immoral. We don't swear. We don't speak falsely. We don't oppress the wages earners. We pray for them, pay them immediately, the agreed upon amount, the widow and the orphan and those who, and we take care of the sojourners, the aliens, the in our land. We don't turn them aside if they need help or assistance. And we don't turn aside and ignore them, push them off. This is the definition of those who fear the Lord. This is the definition. Let's go back to Revelation 22. No, I just love this. Okay. Revelation 22. So much fun Bible. Okay. So what does it say? In Revelation 22, who's outside the holy city? That and those who have a right to the tree of the life are what? The children of God? Outside of the dogs and the sorcerers and the immoral persons and the murderers and the idolaters? Everyone who loves and practices lying. Lying. So we're to judge this and know who we are to walk with. Now, I read Malachi 3 and his coming, Jesus is coming. This has been the theme. And let's look at Isaiah and we'll finish this up. Let's look at Isaiah 4. Where's Isaiah? There it is. Isaiah, come on. Come on outside. Okay, Isaiah 4:4. Well, let's look at that. Let's look at Isaiah 2. In that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth will be the pride and adornment of the survivors of Israel. It will come about that he who is left in Zion and remains in Yerushalayim will be called holy. Everyone who is recorded for life in Yerushalayim, when the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purged the bloodshed of Jerusalem from her midst by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning, the refiner's fire, the fuller's soap, right? He's going to take her through the purging of the dross out of the gold and the silver through the kiln. And Father, we just thank you. And everyone, when he's the spirit of burning. And then the Lord will create over the whole area of Mount Zion and over her assemblies a cloud by day, even smoke, and the brightness of the flame by night. For over all the glory will be a canopy, and there will be a shelter to give shade from the heat by day and refuge and protection from the storm and the rain. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.